Hello, beloved. Welcome to this Bible study. We're busy with our study in James. That's not James. Our study in Jude. Sorry. And we're busy with part 25. I nearly went back to James again. Now we're busy with Jude, our study in Jude. And this is part 25. Let's just have a word of prayer before we continue. Heavenly Father, thank you that we can come to you in Jesus' precious name. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for who you are. Thank you that you are the Almighty God, the Creator of heaven and earth. And Father, thank you for your word that teaches us everything we need to know so that we can be completely and thoroughly equipped for every good work that you called us to. This we pray in Jesus' precious name. Father, I pray that you will open up our hearts and minds to receive your word. And Father, I pray, please enable me to teach your people in Jesus' name. Amen. Right, we're still busy with Jude. Jude, we're going to read verse 8 to 10 again. Now, in verse 8 we read, likewise also these dreamers, remember the dreamers are these false teachers that Jude is speaking about. He started off with it. He wanted to talk about the glorious gospel that was once delivered to the saints, but he just realized that we need to contend for the faith. And he had to speak about these false teachers because they were coming in stealth mode. And he gives different characteristics of these false teachers. Right, and here in verse 8, he says, likewise also these dreamers, these false teachers. Nah, what they do is they defile the flesh. They reject authority. They speak evil of dignitaries. And this is speaking about angels. Now we looked at that before. Verse 9, he says, yet Michael and the archangel, in contending with the devil, when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring anything, bring against him a reviling accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke you. But these... Once again, speaking about these dreamers, speaking about these false teachers, he says, but these speak evil of whatever they do not know, and whatever they know naturally, like brute beasts, in these things they corrupt themselves. Right, so that is our passage. Amazing, amazing. They speak evil of things they do not know anything about. And I believe one of those things that we find false teachers speak evil about is Satan. And we've been looking at it now for, I think it's our third week now, where we're looking at different aspects of angels, fallen angels, and specifically now Satan. Today what I would like us to do is just to take a few moments to look at Satan. For example, the names of Satan. Now, I think you've noticed that in the Bible, when a name is used, it has a lot of meaning. It tells us a lot about someone. Now, the names of Satan is no different. It tells us about him. You see, they're not just names. It's not just names that is given to randomly. They're actual descriptions to tell us what Satan is like, what he does, that kind of thing. Now, just a note here. We don't study the names of Satan so that we can get to know him better. That's not why we study the names of Satan. I mean, people make a big mistake when they want to know more and more and more and more about Satan. We need to know more and more about Christ. We need to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Doesn't mean that we should be ignorant of who Satan is, that we should be ignorant of his devices, that we should be ignorant of his names and the meaning of his names. So we study it, but our increase in knowledge and who we really want to get to know very well is Christ. So the reason why we study the names of Satan is so that we can be prepared to withstand his attacks, because he comes to us with attacks. And if we don't really know who he is, then we can't withstand these attacks. But also not only to withstand it, but also to defeat him when he tries to tempt us to sin. Just listen to the apostle's words in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. And this is what the apostle Paul says. Let's read verse 10 and 11. It says, now, whom you forgive anything, I also forgive. For if indeed you have forgiven anything, I have forgiven that one for your sakes in the presence of Christ. And then verse 11. Lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Now remember, in Corinthians, or in Corinth, in the church of the Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians we read about the divisions that was among the people, and we read about sin, serious sin. Remember that man that had a relationship with his stepmother? His father's mother, his father's wife actually, was kind of his stepmother, sounds like that. You remember that man? And Satan said that the Corinthian believers needed to judge this person, remove this person, right? And that he had to come under church discipline. Now, it seems like here in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, that this is who Paul is speaking about. Because what happened was, this man was placed under church discipline. It seems like he repented. And then if Paul says, now whom you forgive anything, I also forgive. So Paul forgives this person that sinned so badly because the church started discipline. This man was disciplined. He asked for forgiveness and things worked out fine. So Paul didn't want to not forgive this man, even though the Corinthian believers did. So he says, because you've forgiven him, I will forgive him. All right. Why? He says, lest Satan should take advantage of us and do what? Bring division again. Because that's what Satan does. All right. Paul didn't want division to take place within the church. He didn't want him to stand on one side and the Corinthian church on the other side. So what he did was, when the Corinthian believers forgave this person, he also forgave that person. Because Paul says, we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. We understand how he works. We know that Satan is the one who comes into churches and causes divisions. James is speaking about these false teachers that come into the church in stealth mode. And they have the opposite character of what a Christian is supposed to be. And they are teaching heresies. What is the ultimate goal? The ultimate goal is to bring division. That's the ultimate goal. To get people to forsake true biblical doctrine and follow after wrong things. All right, so Paul says we're not ignorant of Satan's devices. But we're not going to study Satan in depth so that we can get to know him better. No, we're going to study Christ because we want to know Christ better, because Christ is our Savior. All right. With that being said, let's look at some of the names of Satan that we find in Scripture. Now, I'm not going to go into depth in the meanings. I'm just going to give you a basic meaning of the word, of the name that Satan has in Scripture, and then we look at the name. For example, in Revelation chapter 9, verse 11, we get the following names for Satan. It says, and they had as king, these are these demonic forces spoken about in Revelation, these fallen angels. They had as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit. Now remember that one, the angel of the bottomless pit, or the angel of the abyss. He says, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek he has the name Apollyon. Right, so his name is basically Abaddon in Hebrew. Abaddon basically means destruction. He is the one that causes destruction. Where Satan is involved, there will always be destruction. I think South Africa is an amazing example. What happened 2 weeks ago? A little bit more than 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, what happened in South Africa? What did we see? People say, oh, it's looting because of poverty, and yeah, it's the looting because of inequality and whatever. No, 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 no. What we saw was destruction. And who is behind destruction? Who has the name destruction that means destruction? Abaddon. Now, that's the Hebrew word for the angel of the bottomless pit. And who's the angel of the bottomless pit? none other than the king over all the demons. And who is the king over all the demons of the demonic world? It is Satan. So whenever you see destruction, we learn from the name Abaddon in the Bible, destruction equals Satan is involved. Abaddon is involved. So, that the people loot because they were poor and because they were there's so much inequality and there are not enough jobs and all these kind of things. Those are the visible things, beloved. Those are the things that are on the surface. Those are the things that the news media will report about. Those are the things that you will find in the mainstream media and on social media, and racists will take advantage of it, whether it be white racist or black racist or Indian racist or whatever racist. Everybody can be racist because it is in the heart of man to be racist. The only time we are delivered from racism is when we are delivered by Christ. And we see everybody equal in the eyes of God. We do not see Greek or Jew or free or slave. We see everybody as equal in the eyes of Christ. All right, but that's just going off the topic. But Abaddon means destruction. And we have seen destruction 3 weeks ago in this country. And with all my heart, I believe that the one that is behind it is Abaddon. The destroyer, the one that brings destruction. It is not from God, and it is, yes, obviously, people were used, but Satan uses people. That's how it works. All right, so those people that went and destroyed, doesn't matter whether it's somebody else's livelihood, or somebody else's life, or somebody else's property, doesn't matter what it is, somebody else's possessions, if they did it, it is the work of Satan. They fell for the greatest, biggest deception of all time. The deceiver himself, the one that causes destruction, Abaddon, is behind that. And by the way, we not ignorant of Satan's devices, beloved. So please, we need to open up our spiritual eyes and start looking at the world through our spiritual discerning means that God has given us. All right, let me not get stuck at Abaddon, because I mean I can get stuck there for quite a while. Right, the next name is the accuser of the brethren. We read about it in Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. And if he's the accuser of the brothers or the brethren, it just means that he opposes believers before God. So he will always accuse us before God if we do something small, because Satan wants to get to God. And the way that he can get to God is he can't get to God directly, because God is God. God is untouchable. So what he does is he accuses God's people before God. And that way he kind of gets to attack God in some other way, because he accuses God's people before him. All right. And that's why it's so, it is so diabolical. It's so bad if brothers and sisters in Christ start accusing one another. And sometimes without even having solid proof, they just accuse others. I believe that's deception from the devil. The devil is the accuser. Beloved, we are not. We are called to love God's people. We are called to love fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. That's what we are called to do. All right, so whenever we see accusations fly around, no, this is not God behind it. This is not man. This is Satan using man to accuse others. All right, we're not ignorant of Satan's devices again. All right, remember Revelation 9 verse 11 called Satan the angel of the abyss, or the angel of the bottomless pit. We can call him the angel in hell or something, whatever. But is the angel of the bottomless pit. Right? That's what he is called. That's what it means. The angel of the abyss means an angel in hell. But he's also called in verse 9, Apollyon, in Greek. And Apollyon in Greek means destroyer. That's basically what it means. Remember in Hebrew, It is Abaddon, and the description there is destruction, that one that brings destruction. In Greek, it's Apollyon, which means he's the destroyer. So whenever you see one person destroy another, or you see anything being destroyed, you can know the one behind it is Satan. Satan is the destroyer. Another name we read about Satan is, he's called Beelzebub. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 12, verse 24. Now, Beelzebub basically means the Lord of the flies. The Lord of the flies. We read about it. Let me tell you what happened, because the background will help us to understand what it means that he's the Lord of the flies, or he's Beelzebub. We read about a demon-possessed man. He was blind and he was mute, but he was demon-possessed. And he was brought to Jesus, and then Jesus healed him, which means that Jesus cast out the demon, and this blind and mute man was healed completely. And this is what we read in Matthew chapter 12, verse 24. It says, "Now when the Pharisees heard it, they said..." Now you must remember, this is a miracle like none other, like the Pharisees had never seen. But then they said, "This fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons." That is bad. They said that Jesus was casting out the demons by Beelzebub, the Lord of the flies, the ruler of the demons. So he said, they were basically saying that Jesus was casting out the demons by the power of the devil, when it was actually the Holy Spirit doing it. What serious this? By the way, this is the sin against the Holy Spirit. Nah? When somebody says that Jesus Christ was not Jesus Christ, and he wasn't doing what he was doing through the power of the Holy Spirit, but it was through the power of the devil. Which means they were actually saying that Jesus was demon-possessed, not having the Holy Spirit on him and in him, but being demon-possessed. All right, another name for the devil is Belial. 2 Corinthians 6:15 says that his name is Belial, and Belial just basically means worthless. All right, worthless. Then his name is also the devil. Revelation 20 verse 2 tells us that his name is the devil. That basically means he's a slanderer. He's a slanderer. Whenever, and that's why I believe gossip is such a bad thing, because that's kind of where, you know, slander normally starts when you hear gossip. Gossip is still, "Oh, did you hear? Did you hear about this and this? Have you heard about this person doing such and so and sis and what? Slander is when you start speaking evil of a person with the purpose of bringing hurt. And you see it so much in the church. It's not speaking to the person to correct the person's wrong behavior, but it's speaking about the person behind their back with the purpose of basically destroying them, hurting them. And that's bad. That's really, really bad. All right, so he's called the devil, which means slanderer. But then he's also called the dragon, which means he is a destructive creature. It kind of slots in with Apollyon and Abaddon that we read about in Revelation. All right, so he's got a destructive nature. He's a destructive creature. All right, that's what the dragon is. If you read about the dragon, you will see that this dragon destroys. That's what he does. All right, and this kind of, yeah, this is what we saw in South Africa. We see it all over the world. And by the way, you will see, for example, people just making war against one another for no apparent reason, or they just fighting one another. Wherever you see destruction, you will know that Satan is involved, because he's a destructive creature. That's why he's called the dragon in the book of Revelation. But then he's also called the enemy of God. Now he's an opponent of God. And he's an opponent of everything that is good. Matthew chapter 13, verse 25. Somebody would try to do good, for example, and I'm talking about something biblical, and then that person will be, there will be opposition against that person, and then you can know that opposition does not come from God, it doesn't come from people, it comes from the enemy, it comes from Satan. Because Satan is the enemy of God. He's an opponent of God. He's an opponent of everything that is good. It's what his nature is. That's who he is. And obviously all the fallen angels, all the demonic beings are exactly the same as he is. Right. Then he's also called the evil one. Now basically, he's called the evil one, which means his nature is evil. Okay, he's got an evil nature. We have a sinful nature. We have a tendency to sin. And obviously, part of sin is to be evil. But we are not as evil as, not as evil. Satan's nature is he has an evil nature, which means he has a tendency towards evil. We have a tendency towards sin, which also includes evil. That's why people can do such evil. But somebody that's demon-possessed will really be evil. So whenever, I always say it like this, whenever you see somebody sin, you can know it's a sinful nature. Now, that's that person in the flesh, sinful nature. But whenever you see evil, I mean real evil, like let's say, for example, the kind of evil that we see with Hitler. You know, when 6 million Jews were just killed, that's evil. And that's because I believe Hitler was demon-possessed. That's why he was so evil. His generals were demon-possessed. They were evil. So the nature of the devil, or the nature of Satan, that is evil, through these demonic beings that took possession of these people, they became evil because they started reflecting the nature of the demons that were in them. Right, so whenever you see evil, real hardcore evil, then you know you've got to do with the evil one here. This is demonic. All right, doesn't mean that people can't do evil. Please, don't think that. But the kind of evil that that's the way I see it. The evil that we see when somebody sins is not the same as somebody that is evil by nature. All right. We have a sinful nature. Satan has an evil nature. And then when he takes possession of someone, or a demonic being takes possession of someone, that person becomes very evil. And the Antichrist, when he comes onto the scene, he will be evil. That's why he will destroy God's people without blinking an eye. He will just murder people. He will destroy people because that's evil. It's pure, pure evil. I've watched people on being sentenced, and you can see that they are evil to their core. You can see it. It looks as if it's written on their face. They sit with a grin sometimes. They are sentenced to death, and then they sit with a smile on their face because they are evil. All right. Then he's also called the father of lies, which means that all lies begin with him. Whenever there are lies, then you can know Satan is behind it. God is truth. God stands for the truth. God's people should speak the truth. If we lie, we should repent and stop lying to one another. Speak the truth. All right, so wherever you hear lies, these politicians that loves to lie, things that we are seeing now, the World Health Organization and politicians and healthcare workers, healthcare professionals and all these people that are continuously just lies and lies and lies and lies being pumped into our heads, we can know where the source is. It's from the father of lies. God doesn't lie. God's people doesn't lie. If they lie, they repent. But Satan lies. All right, I've run out of time. There's so much time that I've taken now. So what I'm going to do is, God willing, next week, because there's quite a few more names that we have to work through. And I want us to work through them, because it really helps us to understand who Satan is. So that when we are tempted to sin, when we are tempted to do certain things that is contrary to God's word, and then we can say, yo, the source, I can see where this comes from. All right. So God willing, we're going to continue next week. And thank you very much for listening to this Bible study. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, you are so awesome. Thank you that Christ Jesus defeated Satan by openly triumphing over him. When Satan thought he destroyed Christ, Christ, when he hung on that cross, was victorious over sin and death and Satan. And thank you, Father, that we can learn about him and get to know something about his names, so that we, at the end of the day, can know how he functions and how he works, so that we can stand firm in this wrestling, this spiritual wrestling that we are, spiritual warfare that we're involved in. Go with us, please, and please enable us to stand firm in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Right, thank you very much for listening. God willing, we shall continue with the names of the devil or the names of Satan next time. So, and until next time, God willing, bye-bye.